Yippee! It's time for a Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk all about the number 4. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly and write your name. Don't write anybody else's. Write your name. When you are finished, you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Boys and girls, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And I want us to count the soccer balls in the picture. So let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 4 soccer balls. Let's color the soccer balls. Let's make it fun, though. Let's color those blue. Let's color the soccer balls blue. Have you ever seen the colored kind? Not all soccer balls have to be black and white. So let's color all of the soccer balls blue. Any kind of blue will work. So we counted the soccer balls and we counted 4. Let's practice counting to 4. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 4 soccer balls. Looks like they're having practice, because normally if this was a soccer game, there'd only be 1 ball out there, right? So they must be having practice. 4 soccer balls. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon. Let's count the flowers. See if you can count the flowers. Find them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 flowers. Let's color the flowers orange. Can you find an orange crayon? Let's color the flowers orange. You don't have to color the leaves orange. Just the petals and the middle part of the flower can be orange. If you color the leaves orange, that's fine by me. I'm not picky. So 4 flowers. 1, 2, I'm coloring the second one for me right now. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What comes next? 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4's our number today. 4 rhymes with door. Open the door for me, please. 4 more, please. Take 3 more seconds for the 4 flowers. You should be finished in 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down your orange crayon. All right, boys and girls, let's color. Do you see the weeds growing? Do you see the weeds? There's some clumps of weeds. Let's color the weeds. There's some dirt with some weeds popping out. The whole thing, let's count it. 1, 2, 3. 4. There's 4 because today our number is 4. Let's color the dirt part of the weeds. What color should we color the dirt? Yeah, let's color the dirt brown. I'm going to color all the dirt part brown first. So 1 dirt here, 1. And then I'm going to color this one, 2. Just concentrating on the dirt. And then 3. Still coloring the dirt. And then 4 over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got some dirt on my paper and it's brown. I have 4 dirt splotches on my paper and they're brown. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Now let's find our green crayon and color the weeds on each dirt thing. Color the weeds. Everybody's coloring the weeds. There are four patches of weeds. Four patches. We're coloring the patches of the weeds sticking out. They need to cut the grass or mow the grass or stay out of the way or I don't know. But we're going to color all the patches green. We have dirt and weeds, and there are four clumps of them on this soccer field. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's count the water bottles. They're over off to the side. Do you see the water bottles? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 water bottles. I'm not surprised, are you? Let's color the water inside the water bottles like a light blue. Do you have like your blue green, like your turquoise blue green color? Let's do that. If you can't find that one, just use a regular blue. And let's color the water inside the water bottles blue. And then do the bottle caps, the tops of the water bottles blue as well. So we have 4 water bottles. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many balls do we have on our paper? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many dirt weeds do we have in our paper? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many flowers do we have on our paper? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then how many water bottles do we have on our paper? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 is our number today. 4 is what's happening today. Put down your blue crayon. Now let's count the kids. Count the kids. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we have 4 kids. Let's color the boy. Look at the boy. He's got his foot on the ball. Do you see him? He's got his foot on the ball. He stopped the ball. Let's color his hair brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color his hair brown. He's boy number 1. Kid number 1. We have 4 kids, and we'll color this kid first. He's going to be kid 1. Kid 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's 1. Brown hair. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Let's find a red crayon for his shirt. Let's color his shirt red. Any kind of red will do. I'm not picky. So there's 4 kids, 4 balls, 4 flowers, 4 dirty weeds, 4 water bottles. That's good. That means each kid has a water bottle, right? Each kid has a water bottle. So we have a red shirt for him. Let's put down the red crayon and let's color the shorts yellow. Let's color his shorts yellow. Find a yellow crayon. Let's color his shorts yellow. Okay. So his uniform is going to be red and yellow. That's okay, right? All right. So that's kid 1. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's color kid 2. Let's color the other boy. He's running. He doesn't have a ball. He's looking for one. See him? See him running? Let's color his hair black. Can you find your black crayon? Let's color his hair black. We'll have him have black hair. So he's kid number 2. How many kids are there? 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's going to be 2. He's our kid 2. We have kid 1, kid 2. He has black hair. Put down the black crayon. And then he's on the same team as kid 1. So we're going to color his shirt red also. So hopefully you still have your red crayon nearby. Let's color his shirt red. So he has a red shirt. What color will his shorts be? Yes, they'll be yellow. So after you're done with his red shirt, let's color his shorts yellow. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, open the door. 1, 2, what's next? 3, 4. Go ahead and put down your yellow crayon, your red crayon, your black crayon. So we have kid 1, kid 2. It's time for kid 3. We're going to let it be the girl in the back. She has one bow in her hair. Do you see her? She only has one bow in her hair. Let's color her hair yellow. Let's make her have blonde hair in the back. So don't color her bow, just color her hair yellow. Just color her hair yellow. So she'll be kid three. Kid one, kid two, kid three. One, two, three. And then our last one will be our number for the day. Four. All right, so she has yellow hair. Go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. She's on the same team as they are, so we need to color her shirt red. Go ahead and start coloring her shirt red. One, two, three, four. Four is my number of the day. I can sing and count. One, two, three, four. Put down your red crayon and let's color the shorts. One, two, three, four. Shorts. Yellow shorts. Yellow shorts. Oh, should we color her bow red? Let's color her bow red. Go ahead. Color her. Oh my goodness, I'm having a hard time talking. Color her bow red. Okay, put down all your crayons. That was kid three. So we have kid one, kid two, kid three. We're ready for kid four. That's our number for the day. Kid four has two bows in her hair. Let's color her hair brown. Color her hair brown. Okay, let's practice counting to four in Spanish. Ready? Uno. Dos, tres, cuatro, cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Now let's do it back in English. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I just did it in Spanish. Did I trick you? Let's do it again in English. One, two, three, four. Let's color her bows red and her shirt red too. One, two, three, four, in English, not in Spanish. One, two, three, four, red shirt, and then what color will her shorts be? Yellow, her shorts will be yellow. Okay, boys and girls, we're almost finished with all of the coloring. All of their uniforms have red shirts, yellow shorts. Put down all of your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, pick up your pencil. Let's practice writing the number 4. Do you see it? It's right there. There's a bunch of them in a row. Ready? I want you to trace the 4s for me. Trace the 4s. Scoot over, trace the next one. Write neatly. Scoot over. Trace the next one. Trace it carefully. Scoot over. Trace it. Scoot over and trace it. Now this time when you scoot over, there's nothing there. That's because I want you to practice writing your own 4. Ready? Start at the top. Go across and then straight line down. Scoot over. Start at the top. Go across, and then start at the top and go straight down. Scoot over, start at the top, go across, go back up to the top, and go straight down. Scoot over, start at the top, go across, start at the top, and go straight down. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. All right, look for the turtles. Do you see some spots on the turtles? Can you circle the turtle that has 4 spots like our number for today? Count the spots. The first turtle has 1, 2. Nope, that's not it. Scoot over. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the one you need to circle. All right, let's count the pencils. See the cup of pencils? Let's count the pencils. 1, 2, 3, 4, circle that one. That has 4. That's what we're looking for. If you scoot over, 1, 2, 3. That only has 3. Don't circle that one. Scoot over. Let's count the crayons in this box. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Circle it. The other box only has 1. All right. Look at the ladybug. There are no spots on the ladybug. Let's color our own spots. Use your pencil and draw four spots for me on the ladybug. You decide where to put them, but make four spots. One, two, three, four. Good. Scoot over. You're going to see some circles inside of some boxes. That's called a tin frame. That's a tin frame. There are four circles on the tin frame. Will you color inside the circles with your pencil for me? Of all of them, all the circles. One, color it in. Two, color the circle. Scoot over. Three, four. There are four counters in that tin frame. And the last thing I want you to do, see the house? I want you to draw four windows for me on the house. Draw four windows. Do your best job. I'm going to do four squares. Four squares. Do your best job. And then I'm just going to draw a T through them. I'm going to make a little T through all my windows for four windows. If you have time, you can color those windows if you have time. Boys and girls, let's practice counting to four one more time. Ready? One, two, three, four. You did it. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.